Closing out that last set.
From Ohio, the Panics with a K, baby. You're my baby. Don't you forget it. 1966 single on the Dupree label. On the Dupree label. Yeah, baby. Love blasting that one out there. Let's see. Prior to that, we had the Four Fifths from New York City. 1966 single. If You Still Want Me, you can hear a real Birds influence there on their Columbia 45. So you're going to talk fast here. Close coming up near the end here. Love. 1966. Hey Joe. That is not an easy 45 to get. They're not very plentiful getting Hey Joe on 45. That's from their first LP, which is the easier way to get that. But I wanted to blast out the 45 version. That's on Elektra Records. And we have the Gents from Bermuda. A Bermuda basha. If You Don't Come Back. On Dwayne Records. I think they're only 45. I first learned that. From the Mighty Chosen Few comps from the early 80s. Man, get those two Chosen Few comps. That is a master class in Garage 45 down there. All right, and then the Jesters of Newport from Balboa here in Southern California. Stormy, 1965, on the solo label. Friends, Wigsters, you've been tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the blastals here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. Give me an all right. All right, yeah. Going to turn it over to Harry here at the top of the hour. Stick around a couple of minutes. We got the fun house starting. All right, I'm going to go out with a groover here. Going to flip over that Tiki's 45 for Little Miss Lovelights. All right, Wigsters, stay weird this week. We'll be back next week. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
Comes. Little Miss Lovelight, here she comes. She's sure is shining bright, as pretty as a picture. A high explosive mixture. A Little Miss Lovelight. See your smile, it is inviting. Watch her move, it is exciting. Just one dance with her will set your heart in a stir. A Little Miss Love Light. A Little Miss Lovelight, she calls you, she wants you, she's holding you, she's kissing you. Now she's had her fun. You're just another number to Little Miss Lovelight. Little Miss Lovelight. Hey! That's the Little Miss Lovelight. Yep, that's the Little Miss Lovelight. Yeah, Little Miss Lovelight.
What would you do if I was to leave you? Would you break down and would you lie awake at night, staring at the ceiling, sinking slowly, thinking only that you feel so bad? What would you say if I told you today that I've lost my love? And if that's not enough, and I turn my back on you, would you reach me, try to teach me, cry to make me stay? What would it do? Say goodbye.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
I'm afraid they're gonna keep me waiting here too. my love, baby, oh so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had. And if I say I wanna set you free, don't you know you'll be in misery? You need my loving, don't you know it's true? So enter, please, get on your knees. There are no bills, there are no fees. Baby, I know what your problem is. The first step of the cure is a kiss.
Thank you. Kiss tonight here in the Funhouse. Kiss, of course, have never gotten much respect from the rock and roll intelligentsia, just kind of an oxymoron anyway. But like a Big Mac, fries, and a large Coke, America ate them up. I was 16 when I interviewed Kiss tonight before a Pittsburgh gig on their first headlining tour. Went out to an airport hotel around 9:30 the night before and met guitarists Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley. I was writing for the local weekly and brought my fellow high school friend along to take pictures, which never happened, after road manager Junior Smalling, a man who made famous the "You Wanted the Best and You Got It" intro on Kiss Alive, made it clear no photographs of the band members without makeup were going to happen. By the way, he was neither small nor junior. Paul Stanley was personable, articulate, Ace, Frehley, spaced. The next night, I sit on stage, watch them deliver the goods, pyro, superhero costumes, blood and spitfire, and loud rock and roll. It's like a Wild Bunch shootout with heavy metal. Years later, I met Simmons in the lobby of a TV network where he was pitching a show. I mentioned the Pittsburgh gig, and he rattled off Stanley Theater, April 15, 1975. He then went on to give me the whole "Marriage is Bad for Men" rap. I looked at him and said, "Well, easy for you to say. You're a rock star." Like McDonald's, they've left millions and millions of satisfied customers in their wake, and they made some good records, too, especially the first six, and the last one, Monster. So, we just heard from the top, Room Service of Dressed to Kill, Parasite, and got to choose from Hotter Than Hell, instant classic Strutter, I should say, Track 1, Side 1, first album, Almost Human, Gene Vocal, and Hooligan off Love Gun, Baby Driver, another Chris Vocal, like Hooligan, who, despite being a whiner, wrote and sang the song that really broke them, which was Beth, a sappy ballad he used to sing to tracks sitting on a stool in a solo spotlight for the first encore before the inevitable anthem Rock and Roll All Night. Then we heard Take Me off Rock and Roll Over, Detroit Rock City with the Kid Car Wreck intro. That's producer Bob Ezrin as the news announcer, by the way. King of the Nighttime World, also off Destroyer, their biggest album. Kim Fowley co-write. Calling Dr. Love, which hit 16 on the top 40. Rock Bottom, sweet acoustic intro into the Kiss Alive electric half. Cold Gin, Ace Frehley's signature into his guitar workout from She on Kiss Alive. And the finale of that album, Let Me Go Rock and Roll. Love 'em, hate 'em, Kiss hit the pop culture bullseye. They will always be remembered. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
And you can't see.